オッケー。もし、聖書を持っている人がいたら、もうぜひ、教会に聖書を持ってくるのを、してほしいんですけれども、聖書を持っている人は、ヨハネによる福音書4章を開けてください。
Hey, if you've brought your Bible to church, good on ya. You brought it to the right place. We're at church. It's a great place to have the Word of God. Please open it to John chapter 4. If you don't, don't worry.
でね、今日はね、ヨハネによる福音書の4章だけじゃなくて、いろんなとこを開くけれども、メインの箇所はそのヨハネによる福音書4章です。
Yeah, actually, so we will put it up on the screen as well. But, yeah, we'll speak not only from the Gospel of John, but there will be some other locations. So get ready for your Bible searching skills.
Okay, よろしいですか？
Are you ready?
Okay. じゃあね、今日は、お知らせがある。それはね、今日はね、このバーンのシリーズの、5回目です。一番最後の回です。
All right. This is it. The end of a series. This fire, has been burning for five messages. We're at the last of the burn series.
私たちは、イエス様が情熱を持っておられることについて、学んできました。
We are supposed to have a fire, and God has a fire, the passion that He wants to share with us, and we want to burn together.
それは私たちもまたイエス・キリストの弟子として、その同じことに情熱を持ちたいからです。
And through the passion that God has for us, we also want to have that passion for other people.
そして、はっきり今日伝え、まずメッセージを始める前に伝えたいと思います。イエス様がパッション、情熱を持っておられることのうちの最大のことの一つ。それはね、私たちは素晴らしい神様に備えられた人生を豊かに歩むことができるというライフチェンジを与えたいという気持ちをイエス様は持っておられるんです。
And, more than anything else, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, He has a passion for us in a way that is going to lead us into a better life. A life that is going to be more fulfilling, that's going to be totally blessed.
イエス様が見たいこと。それはもしあなたが痛みと悲しみの中に生きているならば、もし混乱の中に生きているならば、
If you are living a life that does not seem like the life that is blessed, the life that is full of joy, but rather you're full of troubles and sorrow or pain or suffering.
その人がイエス様に出会い、人生を変えられ、そして神様の素晴らしさを称える生活をし始めるのがイエス様のパッションなんです。
And that for those kind of people especially, Jesus Christ has a passion to speak into your lives today, and has been for the over 2,000 years, and wants to help life to change and to become a place that is full of a new understanding of what God's kingdom is in your life.
つまり神様は皆さんの人生に新しい人生を用意しておられます。
God has prepared a new life for each and every one of us.
それ学びたいですか？知りたいですか？欲しいですか？
Would you like some of that?
僕はいつもそれを欲しいと思ってきました。
I always want more of that.
じゃあ今日はそれを学びたいと。
Let's go ahead and learn about more of it today.
どうやったら神様が用意されている新しい命あふれる人生に入っていくことができるんでしょうか。
How do we have a life that's overflowing with God in it, overflowing with God's blessing?
Okay, 祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、今日私たちはあなたの御言葉を通して学びたいと思っています。
Dear Heavenly Father, we sit before you here today as we are preparing to go into your word.
私たちの心に鋭く語ってください。
Lord, just cut into us, into our hearts with your word like a knife.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
僕は18歳の時に、大学を受験しましたけれども、どこの大学にも合格しませんでした。
When I was 18, I applied for colleges all here and there, and I did not get into a single one of them.
そしてどうしたかというと、その当時、たくさんの子が大学に行けなかったんだけれども、予備校というところで1年間勉強することになったんです。
But actually, when I was graduating about that time, a lot of people didn't graduate, and so there was this school called a prep school, and people would go for a year and then try again to go to college.
Yoyogi Seminar というところに行きました。
It was the Yoyogi Seminar School.
皆さん浪人時代というのはかわいそうと思ってるかもしれないけど、僕にとって人生で最高の一年の経験でした。
You know, for somebody that maybe didn't get into college and they had a year of wandering around aimlessly, some people may felt like that was a low point in their lives. For me, it was a wonderful changing point.
でもそれは一番ローポイントから始まったので、一番最初はすごく惨めな気持ちで始まりました。
Of course, that year did start from a very, very low position.When I was feeling so pitying myself in the situation I was in.
そしてそれは僕だけじゃなくて、その予備校にいたすべての 子が男の子も女の子も4月の最初の英語の授業、下を向いて、先生を待っていたんです。
But you know, I was not the only one that was feeling pretty sad about not getting into college. Everybody that was at this prep school, all of us were sitting there with our heads down looking at the floor because we had felt like failure.
そりゃそうやわな。だってみんな一生懸命勉強して大学を受けたのに全部落ちていくとこなくて、そして予備校に来てるんやから。
Of course, you know, we'd all failed to get into college. We all had nowhere to go. We're all in this prep school.For a year, so we can try again the next year.
合格しなかった子の集まりなんです。
Yeah, this was the graduates that didn't get into college.
だから先生が入ってきて、生徒が期待してたのは先生が入ってきて、君たちね、不合格は悲しい体験だったね。でも大丈夫だよ。一緒に手伝うよ。一緒に頑張ろうっていう風な先生をみんな求めとったんです。
So, we were all waiting for the big, nice, friendly teacher to come on stage and tell us how it was so sad that we didn't get into college, and then he was gonna encourage us and give us some nice pep talk, and then we'd be all feeling really good and happy as we started to study for the next year.
でも入ってきたのは元先生と言って、その当時一番有名な英語の先生でした。
And actually, the person that came in was a very famous English teacher. It was Mr. Moto.
そして彼はこういう風に授業を始めたんです。
And this is how he started this first class.With all of us.
君らな、なんで君らここにおるか分かってるのか
？Hey everybody, you all know why you're here, right?
それはあなたたちが正しいと思ってきた英語の勉強の仕方が完全に間違いやったということを君たちの人生が証明してるわけ。
It's because you all thought that you were studying English in the correct way, but you were all absolutely wrong.
あなたが誰かに習って家庭教師に習ってきた、どっかの塾で習ってきた、学校で習ってきた英語は全部間違いやと思ってください。
You know, you should just think that whatever English you learn, whether it be from some kind of English school, a conversation school, your junior high school.School teacher, your high school teacher, whatever, just forget it. All of it.
あなたたちはそのことで時間を完全に青春を無駄にしました。
You know, and just recognize that you have completely wasted all that time.
そのことについて残念に思ってください。悲しんでください。
You should all feel pretty bad about that right about now.
誰のせいで不合格になったか考えて。
Hey, think about it. Who is the biggest one responsible for you not passing your test?
君ら先生が悪かったで学校が悪かったって言うかもしれないけど、実は君らの勉強が足らんかったから。
Yeah, obviously you'd like probably blame the teacher, you'd blame your, you know, cram school teacher, whatever, but you know, the person that's most responsible is yourself.
そして彼ははっきりとこの言葉を使ったんです。だから君たちは悔い改めないといけない。
And he actually said these words, he said, you all need to repent on your bad study.
僕は私はバカだった。だっていうことを英語の勉強の仕方も知らなかったのに英語の勉強していたっていうことを認めて悔しがらないとわかんねん。
Okay, everybody, say it together with me now. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I didn't know how to study English and I'm a complete failure.
そして彼は面白いことを言いました。そして真剣に悔い改めて悲しんだ子だけが新しい情報を得ることができます。
And he said very clearly, you know, only those who repent of this terrible study habits and everything will be the ones who are going to actually pass the test next year.
自分のやり方でこれからもやろうっていう子は絶対に成績が伸びません。
If you think you're going to be able to do it on your own way, your style of doing it, you think you got the answer, forget it. It's not going to happen.
心から悲しんだ子だけ私は教えることができます。
The only students that I'll be able to teach are the ones that feel bad about the way they've been doing things up until now.
だからあなたの英語の勉強の仕方を捨ててください。
So everything you think you thought about, for English studies, forget it.
そして私の英語の読み方、書き方を今から教えますから学んでください。
What I'm going to teach you about how to study English, how you're supposed to read and write and all that,That's what you want to put in your head.
あなたが十分に悔い改めるならば。
If you are able to repent well enough.
そして私が導くようについてくるならば。
And if you are able to follow and obey the things that I will teach you.
一年後あなたは合格するだけじゃないよ。
I don't think that next year it's going to be only that you're going to get into college.
あなたは英語がスラスラ読めるようになる。
I think that you're going to be able to speak it, you're going to be able to read it.
それだけじゃなくて、近い将来あなたは喋れるようになる。
I think you're going to be able to speak it.
そして1年後この部屋にあなたはいないでしょ
う。そっから授業が始ま
った。
That's how we started the first class.
悔い改めなさい。
Repent!
そして授業の後400人いたその大教室の生徒たちはゾロゾロゾロと出ていきました。
So the 400 students in the auditorium all kind of dragged their feet out as they walked out of this first class.
みんな口々に声出るんです。あの先生なんか嫌、あの先生なんか嫌いって。
That teacher, man, he's got something up his... Oh, man, he's just totally... What was up with him, man? He was totally getting down on us. Listen, like, we're all, like, already down here.
その浪人生にお前らアホやボケやって悔い改めろってもっと今までの勉強よく頑張ったねとか言ってくれてもええやんか。
You know, we're all fail. We know we fail. We're in terrible, like, situation here. Why isn't he giving us a little bit of, you know, encouragement? Why is he telling us we get to repent and feel bad about what we did wrong?
でも実はと良い先生というのはこのことをよく知ってるんです。
But to be honest, a good teacher realizes that this is an important thing.
そしてそれは何かというと、悔い改めというのはパワフルですということです。
And it is that repentance is a very powerful thing.
そして悔い改めを通して私たちは新しい人生を得ることができる。
And through repentance is the only way to get a new life.
悔い改めを通して新しい人生の方向づけができるし。
Through the repentance is how we can get the compass to point us in the right direction.
もう今までやってた通りでは嫌や、今までは嫌なんや、新しい人生に行きたいんやというふうにして、新しい人生が始まるんです。
When you finally get to the bottom and the place where I'm so sorry, the way that I was doing things is wrong, I need a new direction, that is when the new life can begin.
実は、イエス様も良い先生なんです。
Well, did you guys know that Jesus is a good teacher?
イエス様は良い羊飼いです。
He is a good teacher and he is a good shepherd.
イエス様は私たちを教え導かれます。
He is the one that will lead us.
それはなんでですか？それは私たちに新しい人生をイエス様が与えたいと思っておられるからです。
It's because he really wants nothing more than for us to have that new and fulfilled life.
神様の麗しさを称える。人知をはるかに超えた神の平安によって支配されるそのような人生をイエス様は私たちに与えたいと思っているんです。
Jesus wants to give us a life that is victorious, that is fulfilling, that is full of God's blessing, that is led by Jesus.
あなたはめちゃくちゃな家庭に育ったかもしれません。
Maybe you were, you know, raised in a church that wasn't so, raised in a family that was not so blessed.
人に裏切られて痛みを経験しているかもしれません。
There may have been a lot of experiences in your life that were terrible.
そんなあなたにイエス様は新しい健康的で神様を敬うような新しい人生を生きてほしいと思い、それを提供しようとしているんです。
And so there's a lot of people that are desiring, they're requesting, they want to have that new life, they want to get out of the life of confusion and pain and all the suffering that they've been through to get into something better. They want it.
それをあげたいというのがイエス様の情熱、パッションです。そしてそれはイエス様の中でバーン燃えていました。
And Jesus had a passion back in his day when he was there, and he still has it for us today. And that is a passion that we will get to that new life.
そしてイエス様は新しい人生という言葉は使わなかったんです。
And Jesus during, you know, when he was preaching, he didn't say new life.
そうじゃなくて神の国という言葉を使いました。
He called it the kingdom of God.
こういうふうにしてイエス様のメッセージは始まったです。イエス様の働きは始まったです。マタイによる福音書の4章の17節見てみましょう。
Okay, put your finger in John, and we're going to go over to Matthew for, first, the Gospel of Matthew for the fourth chapter.
読んでみましょう。この時からイエスは宣教を開始して言われた。悔い改めなさい。神の国が、天の御国が近づいたから。
This is the words Jesus used when he started to preach. In verse 17 of Matthew 4, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of God, of heaven is near.
あなたに神様が用意された人生をあなたがやっと生きれるという状態になりました。神の国はあなたに手に入る状態で今すぐそこにありますよ。
You know, he's like, the kingdom of heaven is here. It's there. It's right in front of you. Oh, it's right ready for you to start.
多くの人がそこに入りたいと思いました。
And there's so many people. They were waiting. They wanted to have the kingdom of heaven come and they wanted to live it.
多くの人が神様が与える人生を生きたいと思いましたけれども。
There were so many people that wanted to live a life that was blessed by God.
でもイエス様が提示した入り口は人々があまり嬉しいと思わない入り口だったんです。
But unfortunately, the first word that he used, it was a gateway that was not really the most, the easiest thing to swallow for the people who are hearing his message.
イエス様は、悔い改めということを通して、神様が与えられる新しい人生に入って行きなさいとおっしゃったんです。
You know, looking at this verse, Jesus starts with the repent word. You need to repent, feel sorry about the things that you've done, so that you can then enter this new kingdom, this new path of life that God has for you.
このメッセージをイエス様が語ったその相手の人たちっていうのは、当時ユダヤに住んでいた人たちでした。
Okay, yeah, as we well know, you know, it's 2,000 years ago, this is the Jewish people that Jesus started preaching to.
この頃のユダヤ人たちはローマ帝国の圧政の下で足掻いて苦しんでいました。
Is the Jewish people, a population that was under the rule of the Roman government, the Roman Empire, and they were oppressed.
暴力が凄まじかったんです。
They were beaten.
女の子は連れて行かれてレイプされたりしました。
Their women were taken away. They were raped.
すごい税金がいっぱいかかってめちゃくちゃやったんです。
There was very high taxes they had to pay to the Roman government.
この人たちに神の国が近づいたよっていう風なメッセージを持ってイエスもやってきたんです。
And so Jesus came with the message.That you know the kingdom of heaven is near.
僕やったらこういうふうに、ね、言うね。神の国が近づいたよ。よかったね。大丈夫よ。全部 OK だよ。安心してって言うと思うね。
If it was me, I would have probably been all like, you know, to get people to really get excited and happy about, hey, you guys, I know it's been tough, it's been hard, but hey, I'm here now, and you know, we got the kingdom of heaven's coming. It's okay, we got you, we got you.
今まで大変だったね。
Oh, it was so bad.
でも大丈夫だよ。
It's okay. よしよし。
よしよし。
よしよしよし。It's okay. We got you. I got you.
その方がちょっと人気出ると思えへん。
I think maybe, you know, people were feeling, they were hoping for that. That would have been a popular message.
でもイエス様は知ってたんです。神の国というのに入るためには悔い改めを通していく必要があるということ。
But Jesus knew that that's not the way to do it. It needed to be done through repentance.
つまり自分の内側にある神に喜ばれない部分を全部取り除くという作業をやりつつ神の国に入っていくということです。
And it was very important that you don't skip the step that whatever it was that was not making God happy in your life needed to be get rid of that and then you could turnAnd you could start the new life of victory and happiness that God wanted to leave you in.
これはイエス様はこのメッセージをするっていうのは実はイエス様が生まれる前からイエス様が来たらこんなメッセージするよっていうことはっきり聖書に書かれてたんです。
Yep, and before Jesus even came to this world, there was prophecies about what kind of a life that we were going to be able to have when the Messiah came, and it was prophesied about for a long time.
イエス様が生まれる前からイエス様があなたを救うのは外国の圧力からではなくあなた自身の罪からですよと書かれてたんです。
And it had been written that Jesus is coming not to save you from the oppression of foreigners in your lands, but from the sins in your own life.
事実、天使がイエス様のお父さんに当たる方、ヨセフさんに対してあなたの言い名付けのマリア様は妊娠しましたよ。名前をイエスとつけなさいって言った時にこのことを話したんです。
And actually, in Matthew, in the beginning of Matthew, when Jesus' father was approached by an angel who was going to tell Joseph that his fiance was pregnant and he was supposed to name his baby Jesus, at this time, he was given a very important word.
Okay, マタイの福音書1章の21節見てみましょう。
Okay, looking at Matthew 1:22.
マリアは男の子を産みます。その名をイエスと名付けなさい。この方こそ、次大事。ご自分の民を誰から救うんですか？ローマからですか？いえいえ、違います。その罪から救ってくださる方です。
And so in Matthew 1:21, it says here, She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from the Roman Empire! No, from their sins.
私たちは神様に祈るとき、こういうふうに祈りますね。神様、私の人生の問題から私を救ってくださいと祈るものです。
When we pray, dear Jesus, please save me from the sins in my life.
例えば私の体の病気から救ってください。私の結婚の関係が壊れそうです。それから救ってください。
Save me from the problems of my life, Lord. Take away all my problems because I have problems with my body. It's got illness and tough, I have problems with my work environment.
子供はめちゃくちゃになってるんです。どうぞ子供の問題から私を救ってください。
Please, Lord, take away these problems with my children. I'm not able to take care of them well, and you know they're having trouble now. And please, Lord, help to solve these problems for me.
職場で人間関係が難しいんです。家族の人間関係がおかしくなってるんです。その問題から助けてください。
Lord, you know I've got all these problems with the relationship. relationships with people at work with, you know, I'm not able to get along with them and they don't get along with me and then there's all kinds of problems with these other in my marriage and everything.
私の経済がちょっとやばいんです。神様助けてください。どうぞ経済のプレッシャーから私を救ってください。
Lord, please, you know, help me. There's so many problems with my finances. I'm in the red and I really need to find a way to get out of this. So if you can help me, Lord.
その人間の祈りというのは2000年前でも2000年前のユダヤでも2000年後の日本でも変わりません。
You know, this is a prayer. This is a style of praying that didn't that happened back then 2,000 years ago, and it's going to happen 2,000 years from now.
そんな私たちのところにイエス様はいやいや問題はあなたの外側にあるんじゃなくてあなた自身なんだよというメッセージを持ってイエス様をやってきたんです。
And so Jesus came in the midst of people feeling this way and like praying to God about their problems around them, and Jesus was saying, "No, it's not about all the problems around you. It needs to start from you looking inside yourself."
だけど人生の中で傷ついてる私たちは。あなたの内側に問題があなたが問題なんやって言われてもそんなん聞く耳持てないよね普通。
But you know, if we're feeling all these problems and everything around us in life, and we're the last thing we want to hear is somebody coming up and saying, well, okay, the first way to fix all your problems is to look inside because you need to say sorry first.
そして私たちが傷ついていればいるほど自分の内側の罪がどんどんどんどんちっちゃくなっていくようになります。だって傷の方が大きいやもん。私が悪い罪、私の罪なんてそんなちっぽけなもんよって思ってしまうようになります。
You know, because the problem is the more we focus on the problems that we have and all how much we are the victim, the less we can see how we need to repent and what there is that we need to do to get out of this situation.
しかも人生の中で苦しんでる私たちに誰かが問題はあなたの内側にありますというときに、あなたは私の人生の痛みをバカにしてんのって思えへん。
You know, and so if someone were to come and say, hey, you need to, you know, say sorry and be repentant of all the things that you're doing wrong in your own life, you might be like, well, listen, you don't know what kind of a situation I'm in and how bad I got it here.
つまりこういうことです。イエス様が悔い改めなさいというメッセージをするとき、ヘラヘラしながら言ったのと違うんです。イエス様はそれを言うとき、私たちに嫌われるかもしれないというリスクを取りつつそれをメッセージしたんです。
So Jesus, when he came with the message of repentance, to a people that he knew that were under oppression, he had to have courage. He needed to understand it was a risky message to try and share this kind of an idea with these people. They weren't ready to accept this.
もうすでに傷ついた人に、悔い改めなさいというメッセージをするのは勇敢な人にしかできません。
To say, you all need to repent to a group of people that are already under oppression is that takes some guts, that takes some courage.
それでもイエス様は圧迫されて傷ついていた人々に対して批判的なメッセージを語り続けたんです。
But considering the situation, and we know from reading the passages how Jesus was preaching, he continued to preach repentance to a people that felt like they had a lot of burdens to bear.
それを語るにはとても勇気がいります。
And that needed to have, he needed to have courage to do that.
でもイエス様は悔い改めを語り続けたんです。
But he continued to preach repentance to these people.
あなたが持ってる罪を置いて神に従い始めなさい。
You need to leave your sin down on the side before you can look and follow what it is that God wants for your life.
もしあなたが神についての間違った考え方をしているならば、方向を改めなさい。
You know, if you have some kind of a mixed up thinking in your mind and everything you want to fix, you need to realign your thinking.
確かにあなたは傷んでるかもしれないけれども、それでもあなたの内側にある偽善を脇に置いて、ただ神を見上げて進みなさい。イエス様はメッセージしたんです。
Sure, you may have received a lot of pain and suffering. You may have a lot of scars and everything, but you are not innocent and you cannot continue to show, like, pretend and act like you are totally innocent. You need to take responsible for responsibility for the things you've done wrong and allow you to focus on a new life.
なぜイエス様はそんなにも悔い改めなさい、悔い改めなさいとメッセージをしたんでしょうか？
Why? Why was Jesus so, you know, focused on this repentance for everyone to repent?
それは悔い改めこそが神様が皆さんに与えようと思っている豊かな命あふれる人生の入り口だとイエス様はよくご存知だったからです。
It's because Jesus recognized very clearly repentance is the gateway that leads to a life that is overflowing and filling with God's abundance.
じゃあイエス様は どうして私たちにそれを語り続けたら、それは私たちを愛して愛して愛して良い人生を与えたいと思ったからです。
Why did Jesus continue this kind of bitter message that just sounded really hard to accept? Is because he really loves us.
じゃあ悔い改めて何かちょっと簡単に学んでみましょう。
Okay, so repentance. Let's go ahead and break it down.
悔い改めては多面的なものやから簡単には言われへんねんけれども、まず悔い改めの質問1っていうやつを浅川さん出してください。
Okay, you know, repentance. It's not a very simple thing. It has a lot of facts, a lot of different kind of angles that you can look at it from. So we're going to break it down and ask some important questions that will help us to understand it better.
悔い改めに導く、悔い改めの思考になる考え方、これはそれはこれです。私はどの程度自分の問題の原因になってしまっているのだろう。
To help us to understand repentance and the benefits that it brings, we look at this question first. How much did I contribute to the problem which I want God to solve?
最近僕はこのことをずっと考えています。
Recently, I've been thinking about this a lot.
例えば僕が人生の中でややこしいことがあったり、痛みを感じたりすると、今までは神様どうぞ解決してくださいと祈っていました。
You know, I mean, I've continued through my life to pray for things to be taken away from me when there was problems and everything. God, please take these problems from me.
僕はこのことで痛んでいます。助けてください。この痛みから救ってください。
Lord, I'm hurting. You know, all these things are happening to me. I'm suffering. Can you please rescue me from this suffering?
でも最近分かってきたことは何や、かなりの度合いで僕が自分の嫌な問題に貢献してるやんか、自分の問題の原因になってるやんかということが分かってきた。
But I realize that there's personal problems, personal issues that I have that are directly responsible for the troubles that are happening around me.
そして自分が被害者や、被害者や、被害者やと思ったら、悔い改めせんでもよくなるから、ちょっと楽ちん。
But if I keep saying, I'm the victim, look at me, everybody, I'm suffering over here, it's much, much easier to continue to do that than instead of taking responsibility for the part I've had in the problem.
あの人がこうしたから、うちの親がこうやから、どうとかこうとかやからっていうふうにして、私が被害者、傷ついてるのは私、慰めだけは必要なのって考えれば考えるほど悔い改めが遅くなります。
You know, nobody's saying I'm the victim, but they say stuff like, you know, oh, it's my parents' fault, or oh, it's this coworker. They just keep on pressuring me, or it's all these other things, and they keep putting the blame somewhere else when they need to look back on themselves and what is wrong here.
そして悔い改めが遅くなれば、もちろん神様が用意してくださった素晴らしい人生を歩み始めるのも遅くなります。
And of course, if this process, this repentance process, the longer it's drawn out.The longer it takes to start a life that is overflowing with God's abundance.
例えば皆さんが今日、僕は、私は、ふみ先生に、職場の人間関係のことでちょっと祈ってほしいんですって言ったら僕するよ。何ぼでもするよ。
Okay, so if you wanted to have me pray for you over your work situation, you come to me after service, like, Fumi, can you pray? I got a problem at work. Of course, I'm very happy to pray for your work situation.
だけれども、皆さん僕と祈った後にぜひこれを考えてください。
But for sure, you know, if you were going to do that, then after we prayed together over your situation, please think about this.
これを考えることができる人は勇気ある人やね。
To think this way, it takes courage.
自分が被害者じゃなくて問題を作り出してる側じゃないかっていうふうに想定して考えることができるかやってみてください。
In order to stop thinking that you're the victim only, but perhaps that What is my part in the troubles that have been happening? How am I responsible in any way, responsible to what is happening in my life?
それが悔い改めのスタートです。
That is the beginning of repentance.
そして実を言うと、悔い改めのスタートは慰めのスタートでもあります。
And at the beginning of repentance is the beginning of the time that God can show compassion and kindness.
皆さん、イエス様天才で、イエス様こういうふうに言いました。悲しんでいる人は幸いです。
Jesus was very wise, and his first sermon on the mount, he started it with, you know, blessed are those who mourn.
つまり、あなたが今まで自分でやったことはなんてバカやったんやと思って、悲しんで悲しんで悲しんで悔い改めてる人は幸いですと言ったんです。
And that's why he said, blessed are the people that mourn is because they understand how terrible and the things that they have done and how much trouble it has brought into their own lives.
その人はどうなるって書いてありますか?
And what's going to happen to them?
その人は慰めを受けますって書いてあるんです。
Yeah, it says that though they will be comforted.
つまり慰めをください。神様慰めください。慰めてください。慰めを送ってくださいって祈る人は幸いで、その人は慰められますって書いてないね。
You know, it doesn't say anywhere in the Bible, you know, those who pray for, oh, Lord, I'm a victim here. Help take away my problems. Help take away my problems. Lord, you know, help me. I'm in trouble here. Those are not the people that are going to be comforted.
皆さん、悔い改めってのはパワフルなもんなんです。
To repent is a very, very powerful thing.
自分を傷つけてきたのか、自分やと思ってダメなんや、これを捨てるんやっていうふうに決めて次の一歩を踏み出すことは恥ずかしいことじゃなくて勇気なんです。
To repent for something that you finally take responsibility for being a main part of、the beginning of when you're able to stop looking at yourself as the victim but as the responsible party and able to...Throw that aside, stop doing what you were doing, and start to move in the new direction is when everything begins to happen and when the real comfort will come.
Okay. もう一つ悔い改めのを皆さんが考えるプロセスに導く質問、それはこれです。それね、自分で変えることができるもの、できるものあるかなって。
Okay, the next question we need to think about and ask to ourselves as we really want to walk down the road of repentance is,Is there anything that I can change?
悔い改めっていうのは方向を変える変化を起こすという意味です。
Yeah, repentance involves us changing direction and going in a new direction, right? We want to move into a new life, right?
うん。つまり今までやってきたことを脇に置いて前に進むということだけど。
And that means that we need to put down all the stuff that we had been doing and change that so that we can walk off in a new direction.
でも崩れていってる人生をいきなりバラ色に変える魔法のような方法は一つもありません。
But you know, for a life that's gone in the wrong direction for a long time, you can't just like get rid of all that stuff magically and start walking off in a new direction without it becoming a bit of a process.
そして問題の原因があなたなら私ならば私の基本的な性質をいきなり変える方法は一つもないんです。
And unfortunately, by our own strength, we are not able to change our character. If it's us, that something in our character, something that's characteristically putting us into these terrible situations or whatever, our character change is not going to come from ourselves.
でも小さないくつかの変化を起こすことはできます。
But we are able to help in the process. We are able to do little things to move in the right direction.
完璧な結果を生み出さないかもしれない。
We can't make it happen ourselves perfectly finishing.
でも謝りに行くことができます。
But we could say sorry.
言葉遣いを変えることができます。
We could change the way we talk to somebody.
ごめんねっていうラインをひらがな4つでラインを送ることができます。
We could just send a I'm sorry. Just two words is all it takes to really start the road to recovery with some people.
うん。今までやってなかったことをやり始めることができます。
We can start to do things that we had never done before.
あんまり結果は変わらんかもしらんけど。
It might not change anything greatly at the beginning.
だけれども自分で変えることができるものはちょっとあります。
But there are things that we can do to help to start the process.
皆さんどうぞ自分が本当に神様が用意された人生を歩みたいならば。
Please, people, if there is anything that you want to have freedom from, if you want to move in a new direction, then
自分の内側にある問題を認識してそれを捨て去るというプロセスをたどってください。
Take a real good look at yourself.And be able to take responsibility for the things that have gone wrong that you are responsible for, and ask God to help you to change those little by little.
でも傷んでる時っていうのは私たち悔い改めなんかしたくないんです。
You know, but when you're hurting, you don't want to feel like you need to say sorry.
慰められたいね。
You want to be encouraged. You want to be comforted.
癒されたいね。
You want to be healed.
じゃあなんで私たち悔い改めよう悔い改めよう って思うかもしれないけど、そんなそういうふうにしたい気持ちにならへんやんか。
Yeah, no, people just say, oh, I want to repent. Yeah, I want to just repent. Yeah, woo, repentance.
だけど、そういう気持ちにならないけど、幸いなことにイエス様が生きておられて、私たちを悔い改めに導いてくださるんです。
And although we may not ever be able to have a, like, you know, a pep rally about repentance, at least Jesus, He is on our side and He is going to cheer us along and He is going to lead us along that path when we take the courage to make the first step.
今から学びたいのは何が私たちに悔い改めをしたくさせるかっていうことを考えてみましょう。
Okay, so there's a few points that I want to study and share with you guys about when we're ready to try to go for it, when we want to repent, and what are these things that are going to help us along the way.
イエス様がある不道徳な女性と会話になったことがありました。
Jesus had a conversation with a woman that was not considered a good woman.
うん、さあ読んでみましょう。ヨハネによる福音書の4章の5節。
Okay, so we're going to get into the Gospel of John now, chapter 4.
主はヤコブがその子をヨセフに与えた地所に近いスカルというサマリアの町に来られた。イエスは旅の疲れで井戸の傍らに腰を下ろしておられた。時は第6時頃、だいたいお昼過ぎぐらいであった。一人のサマリアの女が水を汲みに来た。イエスは、私に水を飲ませてください、と言った。そこでサマリアの女は言った。あなたはユダヤ人なのに、どうしてサマリアの女の私に飲み水をお求めになるんですか？ユダヤ人はサマリア人と付き合いをしなかったからである。
Okay, going into the Gospel of John, chapter 4, starting from verse 5. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink? The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?Produce, do not associate with Samaritans.
この当時、ユダヤ人とサマリア人というのはお互いに軽蔑し合ってて交流がなかったんです。
In this day, when Jesus was there, the Samaritans and the Jews, they did not get along. They actually did not like each other.
そしてイエス様は見た目も服装も完全にユダヤ人でした。
Jesus, you know, he looked the part. He was completely Jewish.
うん。そして彼はその服装したまんまで女の人にお水くれませんかと頼んだんです。
And in his completely Jewish garb, he comes up to the Samaritan woman and he's asking her for a drink.
うん。どうして私になんかに頼むんですか？喋ったらあかんのとちゃうのって女の人は聞いたんです。
The woman's like, Are you talking to me? Because you know, we're not in the same group here. I don't think you should be talking to me.
10節見てみましょう。それに対してイエス様はこういうふうに答えました。もしあなたが神の賜物を知り、またあなたに水を飲ませてくれというもの、つまり私が誰であるかを知っていたら、あなたの方でその人に水を求めたと思うよ。そしてその人はあなたに井戸の水じゃなくて、生ける水を与えたことでしょう。彼女は言った。先生、あなたは汲むもん持ってないし、この井戸深いねんよ。その生ける水とやら、どっからお手入れになる、手にお入れになるんですか？あなたは私たちの父ヤコブよりも偉いんですか？ヤコブは私たちにこの井戸を与え、彼自身も彼の子たちも家畜もこの井戸から飲んだんですよ。あんた誰やと思ってんの自分を。
Okay, so, starting from verse 10, Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw.With from this deep well? Where can you go to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, and as did also his sons and his livestock?
もし僕が誰かを知ってたら、あなたが私に水をちょうだいって言ったと思うよとイエス様言ったんです。
Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me for the water.
そしてあなたが求めるのは井戸の水じゃなくて、私があなたにあげるのは living water ですよ。生ける水ですよって言ったんです。
And if you knew who I was, you wouldn't be asking me for this, like, well water. You'd be asking me for the living water.
その当時、生ける水というのと反対語に死んだ水というのもありました。
In this day and age, there was the living water and there was dead water.
つまり、どっかから川から水を引いてきて、ため池に溜めた、取った水っていうのは、それは dead water なんです。死んだ水なんです。
Yeah, still water, if it's left for a long time, it starts to get funky, right? You know, water that's come down, it's flowed into somewhere, it becomes a pool, it's stopped, it's not moving, still water, it's dead water.
それに対して小川からちょろちょろ流れるのをこっち用水路に、伝ってくる流れどんどんどんどん流れてくる水のことをリビングウォーター生ける水と言ったんです。
But the water that is still in motion, the water that's flowing down from the mountains and continues to flow, this stream of flowing water, this is the considered the living water.
つまりイエス様こういうふうにです。あなたが私に水ちょうだいって言ったら僕はあなたに川をあげましょう。
Pretty much Jesus is saying, you know, if you asked me for water instead of the reverse, then I would have given you a river of flowing water.
でもその人言ったわけは、あんたコップも持ってないのに川あげるわってめちゃくちゃ言うわって。
You know, she's all like, you know, you got no bucket, you know, got no cup. What are you talking about, man? You're crazy.
で、13節こういうふうに言ったんです。イエスは答えて言われた。この水を飲むものはまた乾きます。しかし私が与える水を飲むものは誰でも決して乾くことがありません。私が与える水はその人のうちで 川だけじゃなくて泉となって永遠の命があなたの内側から湧き出てきますよ。女はイエスに言った。先生、もし本当なら私が乾くことなくもうここまで汲みに来なくてもよいのようにその水を私にください。
So in verse 13, Jesus answered to her, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
イエス様は女の人とのやりとりの中でこれに成功したんです。それは女の人がイエス様がくださる水を飲みたいという飢え渇きを女の人に発見させたんです。
Jesus was able to successfully reach this woman in the way that she desired this water of living water, this eternal water of fountain. She wanted some of this. She has a dryness. She recognized that if Jesus had that, she wanted the solution.
それが一番最初、私たちを悔い改めに導くものです。
And this is the point where we are in our repentance story, going to the part where we realize we need to haveSomeone to lead us in order to get better.
神様が私に用意されているものをいただきたいっていう飢え渇きこそが悔い改めの土台になってくるんです。
The base for our repentance, it all begins when we realize that God does have something better for us than what we are living right now, and we gotta desire it. We want it bad.
イエス様と女性との会話で、その女の人はイエス様がただ水の話してるのでちゃうってすぐに分かったんです。
The woman realized very quickly that it was not just water that they were talking about.
あなたに新しい人生をあげたいんですよ。泉のような人生ですよ。あなたはもう乾くことがありませんよっていうふうにイエス様は伝えたわけです。
Jesus said, I want to give you a new life. I want to give you life overflowing. You will be like a fountain. You will be fresh, refreshed.
そして新しい人生を私は生きたいよっていう、願いを彼女の内側から掘り起こしたんです、イエス様は。
And so he was able to develop from her, he was able to pull out the desire, the deep down desire that she had to have this life that was fulfilling, a life that was full of life.
もしかしたら皆さんの生活もそうじゃないですか、虚しさでいっぱいで、なんとかそれを満たそう、満たしてお金使ってエネルギー使って満たすけれども、すぐに乾くから、また違う形で満たそう、それって毎日井戸に行って水汲んで、また帰って井戸に行って水汲んで、また帰っての繰り返しのような人生です。
And in some part of our life, most of us have a thirst somewhere. There's an empty part, something that we feel that we need to keep feeding in order, and we're just trying to find a solution. And sometimes we use food, or we use shopping, or we use other things to try to find a solution to fill up this void, and we can't find it on our own.
イエス様は皆さんの心の中に豊かな人生のビジョンを描いて、あなたは泉になりますとビジョンキャストなさるんです。
But God, He comes and He says, listen, you're going to be full of life, you're going to have, and He gives us a vision of the things that could be happening and the situation that we could be in if we allow Him to lead us.
僕は20歳の時にとても退屈していました。
When I was 20, I was really bored.
そして教会に行って初めて聞いたんです。僕が生ける水の川になれる、僕が泉になれるっていうふうに。
And I heard actually one of the messages at church at that time when I was 20, you can become a living fountain. You can be a fountain overflowing.
生ける水の川になって人を潤す自分を想像しました。
And I imagine myself being this fountain of life and just being overflowing and being able to give this life to other people.
そしてそれが欲しいと思ったんです。
I wanted that. I wanted to be like that.
どうやってゲットするか分からないけどそれが欲しいと思ったんです。
I wasn't sure how to get it or whatever, but I really wanted to be like that.
皆さんはどうですか?
How about you?
神様が与えてくださる麗しい人生が欲しいと思う飢え渇きこそ悔い改めの第一歩なんです。
So if you have that desire, if it sounds like something that you need or want for your life, that desire is the first step towards repentance.
そして最終的には新しい神様が用意された人生の第一歩になるんです。
And that's going to be, eventually, that's going to be the first step that is leading off into that new life, into a new direction from the life that you used to be living.
女の人が、私はあなたが与えてくださる豊かな人生欲しいですと正直に告白したので、イエス様は第二段階に進むことにしました。
So this woman at the well, she actually finally just said, yes, well, if you have such a water and I want to be filled up with that, she confessed her need.
16節見てみましょう。イエスは彼女に言われた。じゃあ、 行ってあなたの夫をここに呼んできなさい。女は答えていた。いや、実は私には夫がありません。イエスは言われた。私には夫がないとあなたが言ったのはもっともです。あなたには夫が5人あったが、今あなたと一緒にいるのは6人目の人であなたの夫ではないからです。あらら。あなたが言ったことは本当です。
And so, since she had admitted her desire, then he was able to take the next step with her, and Jesus told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, You're right, when you say you have no husband, the fact is you've had 5 husbands, and the man you are now with is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
彼女には過去に5回の結婚の経験がありました。
She'd been married 5 times.
そして今は6人目と結婚せずに同棲中なんです。
And now she's living with a guy not married to, but it's number 6.
え、そうなん？信じられへんわって言ってイエス様はその女性を去ることはなさいませんでした。
You know, and it wasn't like Jesus pointing at him like, Number 6? Are you on number 6? You gotta be crazy! No, that's not the way he plays.
そうではなくイエス様はその女性に神の優しさを提供したんです。Kindness を。
Instead, he did quite the opposite, and he showed the kindness and the compassion that God is able to do to give love to the
undeserving. Why? Because
Jesus understood that the beautiful compassion, the love that only God can show in such a situation is what lead people willingly into
repentance.
Jesus understood exactly what kind of a life this woman led. He could recognize that, you know, her emptiness in her life, she was always trying to find her happiness in a man.
でもあなたもそうかもしれない。あなたは男性じゃないかもしれないけど、女性に慰めと喜びと生きがいを感じているかもしれません。
You know, all right. So how about in your own life? Maybe it's not a guy that you're always looking for to be with a person, a man to fill you up. What is it? It could be another friend, a woman. It could be somebody around you that you think you need that all the time.
あなたがどこで何をしているか、神様は皆さんが不道徳だったとしたら、その不道徳が一体何なのかよくご存知なんです。
You know, of course, you'd know better than anybody else what it is that is in your life that maybe, It's not something you're proud of. You wouldn't want to share with anybody else.
僕らは知らんよ。
We don't know.
言うてくれへんから僕は知らんよ。
Unless you tell us, nobody knows here.
せやけど神様はご存知です。
But God knows.
それでも神様は私たちを裁かず、私たちに、まずあなたを受け入れようという態度を示してくれるわけです。
But even though God does know exactly what you've been up to, He still continues over and over again to continue to invite youinto something better.
新しい人生が欲しいんだったら努力して人生きれいにしてこいとイエス様言われないんです。
He doesn't say, all right, yeah, you want to go, you want to start on a good road, you better like go clean up and come back to me, talk to me when you're ready and clean.
ありのままでスタートしていいよ。
No, of course, he's like, come the way you are, let's start from here.
だからといってイエス様の優しさを軽く扱わないでください。Despise しないでください。
And so, when we think about Jesus' kindness, we should not think of it lightly.
Yes, 私たちにとって神の優しさはただです。もらうだけです。
You know, for us, it's a one-way street. Yeah, thanks, Jesus. Yeah, you're hooking me up with eternal life. Yeah, I take it. That's great. Thank you. It's all free.
でも、イエス様は私たちに神の優しさを提供するために十字架の上で命を落とされたんです。
But for Jesus, in order to have the ability to give us something for free like that, to show us this grace, it came at a great price and it came at a lot of blood.
そこまで神が無条件で私たちをあなたを愛してくれてるんですから。
And that's where God still can come to us and unconditionally love us.
進んで喜んで自分の弱さ、失敗、罪を謙遜に受け止めて、過去に葬り去ってください。
To be happily accepting us, no, to even more so, to be rejoicing as we, us sinners, the ones that caused the whips and the stripes on his back, that we are going to try to repent and start something new. He is overjoyed to give us.
そしてどれほどの罪人であっても神は私を受け入れてくれて許してくれてさて愛してくれたんだということをいつも覚えておいてください。
And so we need to always have this feeling of thanksgiving for what it is that God is doing when He's accepting us.
それが私たちを悔い改めに自然に押し出していきます。
And this is another part of the path to repentance.
でもこの女の人は悔い改めるのをちょっと嫌がって。
But this woman, she wasn't exactly ready to just jump on the repentance train. She had a little bit of resistance. This is the one. I'm telling you, this number six. I got lucky feeling. This is lucky six. He's going to tell me to leave my man. I think he's going to tell me I'm supposed to move out or something. I think we need to end this conversation right here. Let's change the topic. Let's talk about religion. Yeah.
19節見てみましょう。女は言った。先生、あなたは預言者だと思います。そんなこと当てるんやったら。私の祖父たちはその山で礼拝、この山で、ゲジリム山という山やねんけど、この山で礼拝しましたが、あなた方は礼拝する場所はエルサレムだと言われます。意見が違いますね。ええやんか、まあ話せんとこうっていう感じで。
Okay, she's like, alright, changing the topic. And verse 19, sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain over here, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem, so we're different animals.
私たちもこの女の人と同じように悔い改めたくない気持ちを持っているとき、いろいろ言い訳を考えるもんです。
We can be like the woman at the well, and there's a lot of times when we are making up plenty of excuses for not repenting.
イエス様勘違いしてる。あなたは私が男ってなってることが問題だと思ってるけど、私の問題はちょっと違うんよって。
You know, Jesus, you know, you think that the problem is like men, but you know, I think it's something else. There's another problem. That we just don't want to touch that, right?
そしてでも心の中で思ってるんです。私は今持ってる罪の生活を話したくないって。
But to be honest, maybe we just are a little bit afraid to stop this life of sin that we are kind of enjoying on the side.
だってもしこの6番目の男手放したらどうなるの？
What if I left this number six, and what if I can never find another man to be with me?
もしあの同棲してる女の子を手放したら、僕にもう一度ガールフレンドできるやろうか。
What if I broke up with the girl I was living with, and you know I wasn't able to ever make another girlfriend?
もし僕がポルノを見るのをやめてしまったら、じゃあ性的な欲望はどうしたらいいんやろうか。
But if I stop watching the pornography, then what am I going to do? I have no outlet for this, all this pent up, you know, stuff.
私がこの買い物の癖をやめてしまったら、どこに楽しみを見つければいいんやろうか。
You know, if I let this go, then there's something inside of me that where am I supposed to vent all of my, you know, pent up frustrations?
イエス様は悔い改めろと言うかもしれんけど、人生を修正しない方がええんとちゃうやろうか。
You know, Jesus is talking repentance and better life and everything, but if I give this up, isn't life going to get worse?
つまり私が悔い改めたら、その後の面倒は神様は本当に見てくださるんやろうか。
There's this worry that, okay, if I give this up, I'm going to have this huge hole, this gap in my life, and is Jesus really going to be able to fill that up with something better?
だから彼女は話を変えようとしたんです。
So she was afraid. She got cold feet. She tried to change the subject.
でもイエス様ははっきりとこういうふうに言われた。21節。
But Jesus said very clearly to her in verse 21.
イエスは彼女に言われた。私の言うことを信じてください。私の言うことを信じてください。あなた方が父を礼拝するのはこの山でもなくエルサレムの山でもない、そういう時が来ます。救いはユダヤ人から出るのですから、私たちは知って礼拝していますけれども、あなた方は知らないで礼拝します。そんなポイントというのは、しかし、真の礼拝者たちが礼と誠によって父を礼拝する時が来て、それが今なんです。父はこのような人々を礼拝者として求めておられるからです。神は礼ですから、神を礼拝する者は礼と誠とによって礼拝しなければなりません。あなたはそれになりますか。
So Jesus said very clearly to her at this point, Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, believe me. A time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
私たちが悔い改めるとき、それは何かを捨てることです。
When we repent, it involves us throwing something away.
それはいろんなものを捨てることだけれども、必ず皆さんはセンスオブロスというか、その喪失感を感じます。
The worse we've depended on whatever it is we need to get rid of, the more we're going to have a feeling of loss, the meaning, a feeling of, you know, an empty part of us when we get rid of that.
そして悔い改めるのが嫌なのは、 それをもう一度他のもので埋めれるかどうかわからないからです。
And there's a huge fear that we're going to have that there's going to be this gaping hole, that we're going to have this missing part of us that we're not going to know how to fill up.
もし私があの人に抱いている怒りの思いをもしもうお流れにしてしまったら、私の今までこの持ってきた気持ちってどうなってしまうの？その虚しさどうすんの？
You know, I've been hurt by this person, always getting angry at me, and I've been getting it all, just building it up. I was like just building it up, and I was going to do something with it. But if I'm supposed to just forgive it and just throw that all away, then where am I going to be? What am I supposed to do the next time this person is angry at me?
今まで私を喜ばせてきた罪を捨てるのはそれはええけど、ほんまに神様は私を満たしてくださるんですか？
This sinful life, this sinful habit I had, if I do put it aside, and what am I supposed to do with my time? Is God really going to fill me up?
お酒に代わる喜びをくれるんですか?
Is there a joy that God can replace the joy of drinking?
ポルノに代わる喜びくれるんですか?
Is there God able to give me a joy more than when I was watching porn?
お金に代わる喜びをくれるんですか? Is there
something that could be more valuable than money that God can give to me to make my life more fulfilled?
イエス様の答えはこれです。
Jesus always answers.
Believe me. 私を信頼しなさい。
Believe and trust in me is what Jesus will tell us.
つまり、神様が私を満たしてくださるっていう子供のような信仰こそ悔い改めに導く悔い改めをインスパイアするものです。
And so when we trust God, when we are able to faithfully trust and put everything, just bet it all on God, become like little children and just give it all as faithful to Him, then we are indeed ready to make that repentance gateway where you're able to go through it and start that new life.
同じ人は話を変えよう、話を変えよう、話を変えよう、レペントせんでもいいように、悔い改めせんでもいいようにして考えてたんやけど。
This woman, she was dancing. She was trying to avoid, she didn't want to do the repentance. She was doing whatever she could, trying to change the conversation, trying to avoid the inevitable.
でもイエス様は人生の喜びを何としても与えたいと思ったんです。
But Jesus was not giving up. He wanted to give her a better life, a more fulfilled life, and he was not going to take no for an answer.
同じように皆さんにもそのように思っております。イエス様も皆さんに悔い改めを通して素晴らしい神様が用意された人生を与えたいと思っておられるんです。
And Jesus is the same way with each and every one of us. He is not going to give up on us. He has a better life. He knows it's better than what we know right now. And he's not going to give up on trying to give us a chance to throw away what we have and take what he's trying to offer.
イエス様は満たすことができる神様です。Able の神様です。
He is able to enable us, give us the strength to throw it, whatever it is away we need.
イエス様は生きておられ私たちを満たすことができるんだという単純な信仰を皆さん持ちましょう。
We have a living God, and if we have a faith in this living God that He can do things in our lives, He can give us the power, the strength to overcome that which we are caught up in.
もしかしたらこの中には悪い霊的な遊びをして悪霊との関わりを持っている人がいるかもしれません。
It's possible that there could be evil spirits, there could be things that are working in our minds that we've allowed access to our minds that are controlling and trying to keep us away from this.
それを捨ててしまったら虚しくなるんちゃうやろか。
If we try to get rid of those and we just, we're going to feel this loss, this...
なるよ。
You would feel that.
だけど、それ以上に神様がその穴を満たしてくださいます。
But you can know for sure. You can know with confidence that God is going to fill up that void with something so much better.
その信仰があるとき、悔い改めがずっとポジティブなものになってくる。
And when you have trust in God, that trust, that faith is going to give you such a better positive attitude when you're ready to repent.
僕はまず一つ目、人生の新しい人生の植え替わりを持ちたいと思っています。
First is we need to have a desire, a burning desire for something better. We need to want a new life.
また神様に許されてるんだっていう感動や神様の慈しみに対する感動をずっと持ってたいと思います。
We also need to have a complete and utter heart of thanksgiving for what it is that God has done in order that we can be made right and have this better life that He's prepared for us.
そして神が新しい人生において私を僕を満たしてくださるという信仰を持ちたいと思います。
And we need to have a trust and faith that God is able and willing and, you know, will give us a better life than what we had.
だから僕は被害者であることをやめようと思います。
So we need to stop being the victim.
自分の問題を直視したいと思います。
We need to face our problems.
全部変えることはできないかもしれへんけれども、変化を起こせるところは起こしていこうと思います。
It's not going to all be taken care of it once, but there are little bits that we can start to change a little at a time.
それが悔い改めです。
And that is repentance.
自分の古いいらないものを捨てて、神の、備えてくださる人生に向かって歩み出すことが悔い改めです。
Throwing away the little bits of life that is the flesh, the life that we didn't need, and taking on this new life, a life that is leading into eternity and the kingdom of heaven.
それでもこの女の人もできるだけ早くこの会話終わらせたい。私やっぱり悔い改め、イエーって思ってたんやけど。
But of course, you know, as the woman in the well, there is people, and we are also trying to avoid, we want to avoid, we don't want to have this conversation, we're trying to just stay in our happy little well.
無理やりイエス様との会話を終わらそうとしたんです。
We're trying to, you know, just leave us in our well, we're happy here, just go away.
読んでみましょう、25節。女はイエスに言った。私はキリストと呼ばれるメシアの来られることを知っています。その方が来られるときは一切のことを私たちに知らせてくださるでしょう。だからもうこの会話終わっとこうって。その時に待っとったらいいやんって。
So in verse 25, she's like, all right, I'm just trying to get a water at the well here. I know you're bothering me. Just get out of here. So in verse 25, the woman's like, I know that the Messiah called Christ is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything.
イエス様はその時にこういうふうに言いました。イエスは言われた。実はあなたと喋ってるこの私がその救い主です。
And at that, Jesus is like, hey lady, you're looking at him.That's me. I'm the Messiah. I'm the one. I'm the man.
彼女は何度も何度も会話をやめようとしたんです。
She tried many times to stop this conversation from happening.
だけどイエス様は何度も何度も彼女を追いかけたんです。
But he would not give up on her. He relentlessly continued to chase after her.
彼女に新しい人生を生きてほしいと思ったから。
He had such a desire for her to have a better life.
イエス様は決して離れず、また彼女を見捨てなかったんです。
He did not leave her. He did not just throw her to the side.
あなたがどれほどイエス様との関係を終わらせようとしても、イエス様はどんどんどんどんどんどんどんどん追いかけてこられます。
So, in the same way, it doesn't matter how hard you try to avoid it, Jesus is going to still continue to come after you.
あなたに神の平安がある人生を生きてほしいからです。
It's because he just wants something better. Peace.A happy life full of God's overflowing.
だからイエス様は言いました。悔い改めなさい。
So he said, and he continues to say, repent.
皆さん、今自分の耳にこう聞こえない悔い改めなさいが神の国にいらっしゃいっていう招待状に聞こえませんか？
Can you not hear the words repent? The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Can you hear that in your ears?
私たち喜んで悔い改める教会になりたいと思います。
I want to become a church where repentance is the in thing.
教会として僕たちができること、もし誰かが新しい人生を求めたいのに、でも慰めしか求めなくて、慰めてどうしたらいいの、慰めてっていうモードでしかなかったら、私たちは優しく、でもしっかりと悔い改めの方に導いてあげましょう。
As a church, what can we do? I'd like to recommend and you know, encourage all of you that if there's someone around you that is desiring repentance, desiring a new life, desiring to be, you know, I'm suffering over here, just give me some encouragement, you know, comfort me, that you can then lead them into the right path, that they can be truly comforted through repentance.
そして一人一人の悔い改めを心から応援して励まし祈りましょう。
And as this comes forward, and as they are willing to take the courage to say that they want repentance, that we can celebrate their decision to truly become new creatures.
そしてもしかしたらあなたの方が今度は悔い改めなさいっていう勧めを受け取る方になるかもしれません。
Or perhaps you're the one that you've been, you know, the victim the whole time, and you are in need of someone to come to you and to help you to prepare to actually go into true.
謙遜に受け取ってください。
And in that time, please do so humbly.
それを言ってくれてる人は、あなたが麗しい神様が用意された人生を歩んでほしいから、悔い改めを進めてるんです。
And if someone is actually has the bravery, if they have the courage to to come and to tell you and to try to help you, it's because they know how much better your life could be when the beautiful life that God is preparing for you is accepted and replaced for what you think is important.
そしてあなたのことを考えてない人っていうのは、そんなかわいそうになってるわね。
Yeah, and so that's going to stop all this, you know, just the end of the, you know, giving the momentary compassion and yeah, oh, it's going to be okay. We need something a little bit better than a band-aid.
誰かがあなたに悔い改めを進めるならば。
Who is it going to be that can help to lead you into repentance?
その人はあなたに嫌われるかもしれないというリスクを取りつつそれを進めてるんです。
The only ones that are going to do that is someone that cares enough about you to take the risk to try to help you, knowing full well that you may hate them for it.
話してくれてありがとうと受け取ってください。
You need to say thank you, for them taking the time to really go to the heart.
そしてこの教会で悔い改めはかっこいいっていう文化を作りたいと思います。
So we want to have a church boom where we're going to be like, yeah, repentance, yeah, repentance.
そして、yeah. どんなにリスキーに見えてもイエス様に従う悔い改めの人生は麗しいよっていうことをお互いに表現し合いたいと思います。
And that we can have this walk that's going to come from all the repentance that is happening in this church, and it's going to be a ministry. Through the testimony of our lives, when they look at us, they can see the joy.
僕は浪人時代にとても勉強、特に英語ができるようになりました。
You know, when I was wandering aimlessly between high school and college,
予備校の時に勉強して英語ができるようになって、
When I was in the prep school, over that course of that year, I was able to study and I actually became able to do English.
そして、大学に入ることができました。
And I was able to get into the college the next year, just like
Moto 先生が言った通りやって。
Just like, you know, Mr. Moto said that year before.
だから僕は4月になって大学に入ったら彼のところに挨拶に行ったんです。
And so after I got into college the next year, I actually went back to Mr. Moto to tell him what happened and I got into college.
彼は僕をお茶に連れ出してくれました。よく来たね、お茶飲みに行こうって。
He's like, hey, thanks for coming for me. Yeah, let's go have a cup of coffee.
そして行きまし、先生聞いたんです。コーヒー飲みながら、君が一番心に残ってる授業って何か教えてくれる？
And so Mr. Moto asked me while we were having a cup of coffee, he's like, hey, so what really sticks in your mind? What did you remember from my classes?
僕は言いました。先生の一番最初のあれが一番心に残ってるんです。Oh. お前ら悔い改めろが。
You know, of course, Mr. Moto, the thing that I can never forget is that first class when you brought the thunderbolts down on us and just told us all to repent.
先生、質問がです。どうしてあれをしたんですか?
And he asked why.
どうして18歳の私たちに悔い改めを求めたんですか?
And I said, why did you ask us all to repent? You know, Mr. Moto, that's not like normal. That's, why did you say it like that?
彼、こういうふうに言ったんです。あのね、実は僕はうつ病なんです。
And actually, Mr. Moto told me at that time that, yeah, I have depression. I have manic depression.
僕は全くの暗闇の中に生きてるんです。
I've had a real darkness in my life. I'm always full of darkness.
そして4月に同じように暗い顔をした予備校生たちに会うんです。
And I see all these dark faces when they come in April every year.
そしてその子たちに1年後新しい人生をあげたいと僕は心から願うんです。
And I just see the dark faces and I want that they can have a hope, an opportunity that they will be able to have hope in a new face, in a bright face after one year.
勉強が全然できなかったことが大学生になって、君のように僕のところに帰ってきてくれる。それが僕は嬉しいんです。
There's no greater joy for me than to give hope to all these students with dark faces that they might get into college the next year, that they may come back like you just did, Fumi, and come and tell me your story with a bright face on how you got into college. Fumi, learn lots of good stuff at college. Have a wonderful new life. Congratulations. And that was the last time I ever saw Mr. Moto.
2年後彼は自殺したんです。
2 years after that, he took his own life.
彼は僕に新しい人生をあげたいと思って悔い改めを迫りました。
He wanted nothing more than to give me a new chance at life. He wanted to give me hope for my future.
自分の命を捧げるまでそれをやってくださった。
And he told me to repent and he gave his all to make it happen that I could have that new life.
イエス様も同じように皆さんに麗しい神の与えてくれた人生を生きてほしいから自分の命を投げ出して希望を私たちに くださったんです。そして、repent、悔い改めなさいというメッセージを届けたんです。
Jesus, in a similar fashion, he came, he gave us a message of repentance that we needed to get ourselves, straight with God, that we could have a new life, the kingdom of God will come into us, and he gave up his own life as sacrifice to pay for that.
今、repent、悔い改めなさいが、新しい人生にようこそという招待状に見えませんか？
Repentance. If you repent, there is this new life, that you can have. Can you feel that as an invitation into something great?
皆さん、泉になりましょう。
Let's become fountains.
それが神様が用意してくれた皆さんのための人生だからです。
That fountain, an overflowing fountain of joy that you can have for others, that is what God wants for each and every one of us.
そしてそれが今も生きておられるイエス様が持っておられる情熱なんです。
And that is the passion, that is the fire that we want to have burning that Jesus had and he wants to give us.
祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、私たちの全くの罪の中にいながら、私たちが求めるものは慰めばっかりでした。ごめんなさい。
Lord, as we lead lives that were full of the things that we've done wrong and we just continue to ask for compassion and people to feel sorry for us in all of our pain that we've suffered through,
私たちは自分の内側にある問題を直視したいと思います。
Today we want to stand and we want to take responsibility and face the problems in our lives.
自分の面倒も見えないような愚か者で本当にごめんなさい。
Sorry that we've been so foolish and not able to take care of our own lives and take care of ourselves.
こんな私たちのあなたは愛してくださって、私たちを導いてくださって、私たちを許してくださいました。
Lord, you came down into all of us that are lost. You gave us love and compassion.
あなたが私たちを愛してくださったから。
Thank you, Lord, for your love.
私たちは安心して悔い改めたいと思います。
And Lord, we want to understand how much it is that you want us to repent, and we want to repent today with you.
安心して自分が今まで持っていたものを脇に置いて後ろに捨てて過去に葬り去ってあなたの方に歩んでいきたいと思います。
We want to have the confidence and the peace that you are going to fill whatever it is that we need to be throwing away, Lord, that we will have the courage to do so, throw it away and to walk into the new life that you are preparing for us.
私たちを本当に悔い改めに導いてくださってありがとうございます。
Thank you, Lord, for true repentance and for leading us through that hard road.
Okay, ここにいる皆さん、もし皆さんが今本当に悔い改めて過去に葬り去らないといけない自分の良くない性質、良くない癖、いかがわしい癖、さまざまな悪行というのがあったら、どうぞ今この場で悔い改めてください。
Lord, we ask for repentance. We repent for the things we've done in our lives, the bad habits, the bad connections of people, other people, the bad spirits that may be trying to control us. Lord, we ask for repentance that we can take responsibility and we can take the things that were wrong and we can throw them away, Lord, with your help.
変わりたいです、イエス様。
We want to change, Lord, we pray. We want to pray.
私たちは悔い改めます。
We repent, Lord.
新しい人生が欲しいです。
I want a new life, Lord.
泉になりたいです。
I want to be a fountain, Lord.
命の川になりたいです。
I want to be a river of life, Lord.
そして命の川になることがあなたが私に与えてくださった計画ならば。
And Lord, we understand that it's all part of your plan that we become these rivers of life.
私たちは川になりたいです。
Lord, I want to be a fountain, a river.
私たちは悔い改めて川になりたいです。
Lord, I repent so that I can become that overflowing river.
どうぞ私たちが死ぬまでにあなたが与えてくださった人生を 120% エンジョイできるようにどうぞ守り導いてください。
Lord, continue to support us that we can be led by you, that we will have an overflowing life of abundance and joy that you have prepared for us, Lord. Continue to be with us throughout our whole lives.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.